Jamaica's first beach safety and security watch was launched in the Greenwich Farm Fishing Village in Kingston recently. Stay with us to hear more. The Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, has launched a beach watch program in Greenwich Town, St. Andrew, to ensure the protection of users and occupants of the Greenwich Farm Fishing Village. The Crime Prevention Initiative is the first of its kind in Jamaica and models a neighborhood watch program. It involves the local police, fisher folk, and other stakeholders working in partnership for the safety and security of users and occupants of the beach. The decision to start a beach watch came from the fishermen. Inspector with responsibility for the Beach Safety and Security Watch Program, Marilyn Benjamin, says a member of the Jamaica Constabulary Force from the Community Local Police will act as the liaison for the residents.
The police will attend meetings and share information in dealing with issues faced by you, the fisher folks.
Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police Terence Bent says Jamaica's beaches and fishing villages have moved away from fishing and leisure activities, and this has presented many challenges.
These challenges have confronted the Jamaican public in several ways. Every year, the JCF recovers an average 600 illegal firearms off the streets of Jamaica. And those 600 firearms are involved in over 70% of our murders in Jamaica. And we have come to accept that a large number of these firearms come to our country off the coastline, and in some cases, off fishing villages.
ACP Bent points out that there is a strong trade in drugs and firearms within the Caribbean, and many unscrupulous persons take the welcoming and kind nature of a fisherman to advance these illegal activities. He also notes that violence occurs on the beaches and in the fishing villages, and the initiative should help to reduce such cases.
So I'm happy that we have taken this opportunity to move forward with an activity that will see the police and the community working together. In the watch, it will not be the police imposing themselves on you. You'll be a part of decision making.
Meanwhile, Inspector Benjamin is extending an invitation to all fisherfolk in the Greenwich Town Beach Village to collaborate with the police for safety and prevention of health hazards.
We invite your involvement, the environment, preservation, and even so, crime prevention.
For his part, head of the Community Safety and Security Branch, Assistant Commissioner of Police, Bishop Dr. Gary Welch, lauded the fisherfolk for the initiative.
Let me, on behalf of those who support the work of community safety and security, commend you here in the Greenwich Town community for taking this initiative, and we are supporting you.
Dennis Smith, a fisherman from the community, says he is grateful for the efforts of the stakeholders, especially the police.
It's a good idea. All the fishermen have to do is come together. Everybody come together and say one thing. I know it will work. Once the fishermen work together, it go a long, long way.
The police have committed to making the community a safer place where all citizens are able to live, work, raise families, and do business.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.